The Department of Health Services estimates the budget shortfall facing Wisconsin's medical assistance programs is roughly $320 million smaller than what had been projected in September. Put another way, it's less than half the size the department originally expected. The state says the extra savings were a result of a few factors. Enrollment in programs like Badger Care was growing slower, and people already enrolled were costing the state less. On top of that, the federal government was demanding smaller premiums and repayments from the state for certain health care programs. John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families called it great news for Wisconsin.
Particularly for participants in Badger Care, because it should enable the state to eliminate or substantially reduce the cuts that have been proposed to the Badger Care program.
It's unclear whether Governor Scott Walker's administration shares that view. Walker Health Services Secretary Dennis Smith cautioned in a letter to the co-chairs of the legislature's budget committee that the new estimates represented a change of only 2% of all the money the state spends on Medicaid. Smith says that meant it was important that the state forge ahead with several cost-saving measures proposed last year. An estimate from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau showed those moves could have the effect of pushing as many as 65,000 residents off of programs like Badger Care. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.